It's a lovely song there coming from the Herald's Broken and Still. That is the name of the song. A beautiful, beautiful one indeed. And of course, it is 10 past 5 here on the Adventist World Radio. Of course, powered by the SID Media. 073-470-3520. Otherwise, you can also get us on Twitter at @AWRSID_media. Please do send us those questions and comments. We did say to you earlier that we are going to be having a conversation with Miss Tule Tanga, who is a life mastery coach, among other hats that she wears. And of course, we're continuing from the last week's topic, the power of vision. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Hi, good afternoon, Zama, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Very well, thank you for joining us. I hope your day has been fine so far.
It's been amazing, thank you.
Fantastic. Last week, we had our first session, The Power of a Vision. And, of course, the lovely stuff that was said there. And today, you want to talk about how to create that vision, eh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Well, let me hand over that to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Zama. Guys, last week we talked about the importance of having a vision for yourself. We said, among the things that we said, we reminded ourselves who we are. We are all wonderfully and fearfully created in the image of God. And when He created, in Genesis, it does say that He created men, male and female He created them, and then He gave them, He gave us authority to have dominion over every living thing. And therefore, when you do not have your vision, you perish. You become dominated by the very thing that you are supposed to dominate, right? And then one of the things that I said last week when we talked was, everything is created twice. First in your mind, and then in physical manifestation.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
And then, when we talked about that, I said today I am actually going to start getting into the meat of what it means to create a vision. Now, last thing I want to remind you, we said there are two energies that help us birth a vision, that make us realize that it is time to level up and move to the next level. And those two are discontent, which pushes us when we're unhappy about our current circumstances, and it pushes us to go look for something better. Or even if nothing is going bad in your life, there is a longing deep within you that says, there is more to Zama than what Zama is currently allowing today. That is called the longing, and it's a pull to go and investigate and look at something better.
Longing.
All right. So I'll start by saying, as you think about your vision, a brother of mine, one of my blood brothers, Sia, he says, he likes to pray when we're about to eat, and he says, some have the food and not the appetite. Some have the appetite and not the food. Thank you, Father, for giving us both the food and the appetite. Why am I talking about food? Have you ever seen, Zama, a person who is loaded and have loads and loads of money, but they have chronic ailments? They are not healthy.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Or if they are healthy, they have no meaningful relationships. Or if they have meaningful, they don't have those, they have those meaningful relationships, their career just sucks. There is nothing that they're doing that is meaningful in the world. When we think about our vision, we have to look at a whole rounded human being. What makes you you? What vision do you have for the different aspects of your life? Now, when we think about the different aspects of our life, one would ask me the question, Tule, what are you talking about? I mean, I am me. Why do we talk about different aspects?
Yeah.
As a coach, I say to people, let's categorize, let's break up your life in four different quadrants. One of those quadrants is meaningful relationships, right? When you are coming up with a vision for your life, you say, what kind of relationship do I want to have with my significant other? What kind of relationship do I want to build with my children if I have children? What kind of relationship do I want to build with all of, whether it's my siblings, you heard me talk about my brothers here,
yeah.
my parents who are no longer here, or whoever, what meaningful relationships do I want to have in my life, and how do I want to build them? Mm.
I must interject there as you go to the other quadrants, that the issue of meaningful relationships seems to be one of the cornerstones of one's life, because I do notice that if relationships are not going well, as you stated earlier, whatever that happens in your life seems to be blurry, seems to be not a happy space, simply because back in the relationship space, things are not going well there.
Yeah. Remember, Zana, they say that on your deathbed, you are not going to count and say, how many millions did I make?
Mm.
What is going to count is, how many hearts have I touched?
True.
Who is holding my hand as I'm sleeping in the deathbed on that day?
True.
I agree with you 100%. So relationships is one, and it's a cornerstone, right?
Yeah.
The second one is health and well-being. When we think about health and well-being, it is the physical health, meaning what do I weigh? What level of health do I have? When I look at my BP, my sugar levels, all of those things, am I healthy, right?
Mm.
So that's the physical part. But the physical part is not the only one that talks about your health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, where am I with my maker? How do I feel about my relationship with my creator?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So within the health and well-being, there is a physical, there is a spiritual. The last one is your emotional well-being. When you wake up in the morning, Zama, do you jump out of bed and say, thank you, God, for another never-before-lived day?
Yeah.
I'm going to rock it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How are your emotions? Are you feeling depressed? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling what? So, again, the health and well-being is the physical, the spiritual, as well as the
emotional
well-being of yours. You sit down and you say, what do I want that to look like when it's working well?
Mm.
And therefore, you create a vision for that area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
The third part is the vocation.
Okay.
Zama, all of us have been endowed with gifts, talents, and now skills, if you've said it, right?
Yeah.
There is a thing that makes Zama, Zama, in terms of the contribution. I call it the creative expression of your gifts and talents that have been bestowed upon you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What kind of vocation? Are you one of those that wake up and go and do a job that they hate just to make money so that they can live, so that they can at least earn a living? Or are you saying, I am actually going to create something that talks to the gifts and talents that I've been given, such that when I wake up every day and go there, I'm excited about what I'm going to go do? Yeah? So that's the third quadrant. And then the last one is the one that we like more, that I love more.
Yeah.
The time and money freedom.
Ha, ha, ha.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Do I have the amount and the type of money that I want to be able to do all the things that make my ears buzz? Yeah? Am I spending my time doing those things that I love, or am I being yanked in all directions, doing things that I'm not interested in purely because I have to earn a living, and therefore my time is not mine, it belongs to somebody else? So when you think about creating a vision for your life, today I want you to actually break it down into those four quadrants.
Yeah.
What kind of relationship do I want to have? We haven't even started talking about how I'm going to build them.
But
have a vision. When I think about my household and my son and my significant other, if I have one or not, this is what it will look like when it's working well. Yeah. When I look at my health and well-being, this is what I'm going to look like. This is what I'm going to feel like. And this is the level of health I'm going to have.
Mm-hmm.
No chronic conditions and diseases. And if I do have them, how do I get to a stage where I don't have any of those? Because remember, I said, we are deliberate creators. We have been given the authority to create the kind of life that we want. Then vocation, what skills and talents do I have and gifts that I have from my creator? How am I expressing those creatively in order to make a ding, to cause a ding in the universe? Remember Steve Jobs, he said he will cause a ding in the universe. What is Zama's special ding in the universe that he will create and live long after Zama is gone? And we can say, that dent was created by Zama. And of course, I'm assuming it's going to be a ding more than a dent. It's a good ding that will leave a legacy. Yeah? What legacy are you creating? And of course, with time and money freedom, how much money am I making? What am I doing with my time? With whom? And then you connect all of this puzzle. Yeah? So today, I don't want to rush this one. I want us to take our time because these are life skills. These are things we don't
very
know
important.
That we don't know that we are actually creators. We have to make a decision whether we are going to create. We have no choice. We create with the words that we use, with the type of life that we live, we are creating. Others are creating, most of us are actually creating by default. Okay, here is where I am, and therefore this is what is happening, and therefore this is what I'm going to do.
Ah, so it would...
A vision-led person does not create by default.
So we're not deliberate about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man. Now, I'm interested, you know, you spoke about legacy, creating a legacy. And I think because we're creatures of habit, the only time that we sort of, at least in the majority, think about a legacy is when we are coming from funerals. And then we hear people there talking great about this person who is lying in that box and how this person has lived a great life, a fulfilling life, etc. And we come out of that thinking that, you know what, life is too short. I really have to do 1, 2, 3. I must leave a legacy. And it's going to be a week, 2 weeks, and then it's all gone until the next funeral.
Yes, New Year's resolution, right?
Wow.
Here is me saying, you have a choice. You don't have a choice on not creating. The result, your life today is a single type of creation. Whether you created it by default because of you are reactionary in doing it, or you are reactive in doing it, or you are intentional in doing it, the word that you use, right? We that are in this room today are going to walk out of here being deliberate creators. We are going to create our lives by design, not by default.
Beautiful. By design, not by default.
Not by default. We will compartmentalize the results we want to achieve into the four quadrants that I've already talked about. Relationships, health and well-being, our vocation, which is the creative expression of our gifts and talents, and then time and money freedom.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
This is fantastic, man. This is actually a mouthful, more than a mouthful, actually. Beautiful stuff.
Sir.
Wow. And then, you know, there's a term I heard, you know, a couple of months back, first time actually I heard it, but I think it was early this year. It was called a vision board. So we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
Oh, fantastic.
All we're not there yet. That's a baby born out of this deliberate creation process.
Fantastic. Well, Ms. Tanga, I do want to thank you so much for coming through. This has actually been enlightening. And to those of you who are listening, 073-470-3520 if you want to get in contact with us. In fact, if you want to get in contact with Ms. Tanga herself, please do hit us up on that number. We can then put you in contact with her. She is a life coach. So if you want to speak to her and that she guides you through these things, of course, you know, a 15-minute radio conversation may not do justice to maybe what you are having in mind, what you want to talk to her about. So please do hit us up. Tule, I hope that at some point you also will be sharing how people can get in contact with you, those who would like to get in contact with you, so that, you know, we free people not only to be listening to you here, but those who want to be in direct contact with you may do so. Yep. Is that okay?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for this afternoon. I hope you have a great day further.
Wonderful. Thank you, Zama. Thank you, Krishna. And thank you to your listeners, too.
Fantastic.
Bye.
It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.